offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Herb Katz, and welcome to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial-A-Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that, I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this? Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. We have an extremely, extremely full house tonight. Who have we got here? We've got Dewey, the answer man, Ivan. We've got the nicknameless Russ Miller. We've got his...
Unmentionable, really.
Unmentionable.
Ooh, that's a nickname.
Okay, we've got it. Wait a minute. That doesn't... You're not the nicknameless Russ Miller anymore if you're the unmentionable Russ Miller. We've got Russ's better half, Kim. We've got Yoko, the architect. We've got Dork.
Hi.
We got Dork Almighty, Matt Menar, and we have Dr. J, the science gay.
Giggity gig.
James Schmidt. I am Irv Katz. I am your MC. And I just wanted to mention that, I don't know if anybody saw this, Silvio Berlusconi. Are we all familiar with him? He's the Prime Minister of Italy, and he promised his constituents and supporters that in preparation for the upcoming election, very important, he would refrain from sexual activity.
Loser.
Yeah. So I just want to say that I'm going to match you, Sylvia, that during tonight's show, I will refrain from sexual activity.
How are you going to keep your hands off Drew?
First time ever. I'm just happy I'm on his right.
I will not
his
masturbate during the show, everyone.
Super.
But you still have to keep your pants off.
You know I've turned a new leaf.
There's a first time for everything. Okay.
That ain't no leaf.
All right, now I have to run upstairs to get my show notes, which I left there. So you guys, and ready, set, go.
Okay. So anyway.
Shuler wrote us an 8-page
Did he really?
Email.
Oh, should I go to, it's I should check ridiculous. My email. I got to tell you, this guy with the stuff and the thing.
This email brought to you by Morel Wine.
You need a hobby. All right, so
yes.
So for those
this
of you,
this email brought to you by
those of you just tuning in. We've been at the bar discussing the ins and outs, mostly the ins
of quantum computing.
Of not so much quantum computing, but of what this show's direction should be, and we're thinking up. But about quantum computing, that was your
no. Wait,
question.
Wait. No, because I think you have a valid topic to talk about and what we're doing with the show.
There's a first for everything.
There is a first for everything, and. Ladies and gentlemen, we are taking the show's level of professionality up a notch.
Professionality?
Professionalismo.
No isms. No isms.
I hate isms. In fact, I'm generally against isms of any sort.
I can think of one.
I'm in favor of asms.
Keep your isms off of me.
But regardless of that, we're gonna try to add a little bit of structure to tonight's show. We're gonna try to add a little less looseness to it and tighten down the hatches, as it were, and get this thing rolling in a professional era that we can bring to Martha Stewart's, channel or something of that sort.
Let's be honest. I'm tired of
Dental dam, if you will.
A dental dam?
Gentle dam.
Oh, what the hell are you talking about?
This is like the Three Gorges River on the Dorks.
This is like a dental dam on the Three Gorges River.
There's a euphemism here.
Wow. That's wet pussy. Okay. Seriously.
And hold on a second. We're 14 minutes in, and we've just earned our explicit rating.
You guys ready to start over now?
Nice.
Oh, just because we're being professionalistic, or professionality amorphous, just because we're doing that doesn't mean we can't curse.
That's true.
I'm a professional curser.
Who pays
would
you
that
for
make
that?
You
blink,
end curses?
Blink, blink, blink. Blink.
Thank you. That was James Schmidt's impression of a cursor.
Fuck, shit, cock, suck.
That's a professional cursor.
That's
butt hell damn.
By the way, I wanted to mention to everyone that tonight's show, tonight's structure is brought to you by David Chun, who would not let up on me kept telling me we needed structure. And David, you're a good friend and a great guy. Thank you very much thank you very much for giving a damn. And we're going to try to impress you. That's what we're all about now.
We're going to give you guys a damn back.
Impressing David Chun. That's tonight's meme. Meme theme. Tonight's meme is impressing David Chun. It's not easy to do. Not easy to do at all. He's like
trying to put a bra on the Dial-A-Dorks.
What?
Trying to put a bra on the Dial-A-Dorks.
We all wear bras on our heads when we do the show.
That's
just
right.
Just so you folks at home know.
A la Weird Science.
Kelly LeBrock's looking rough.
One of these days we're going to make a woman. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you have you guys ever seen...
Or a nuclear missile.
I was in a men's room, and I can't remember at what establishment this men's room was.
Never seen anything you had in a men's room.
Gay bar.
I was peeing... Okay, I was peeing in this...
in a men's room.
I was peeing into the urinal, and there was
something
called the Tinkle Toy. Has anyone else seen the Tinkle Toy?
Did you play with it?
I did.
Do not lick the Tinkle Toy.
Didn't
your mom tell you about the Tinkle Toy, Irv, and what it can happen if you...
Yeah, be careful with the zippers.
I believe Rodney Dangerfield.
Not in public restrooms.
I believe Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, well, George Michael. Just ask him.
Don't babies come from the Tinkle Toy?
Go blind.
Only in part.
We'll tell you in 9 months.
Basically, the Tinkle Toy, whoever has used a urinal is familiar with this sort of mat they put in the bottom of it.
That would be men.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Have you ever...
Really gymnastic women.
We've all heard of the urinal cake. Yes?
Yes.
We might have even been served one on our birthday.
We might have even seen the urinal brownie.
Delicious.
Urinal brownie.
At this point, I'd like to
disavow
any knowledge I had.
That's fucking genius.
Prior discussion.
Okay, look. You've seen the urinal cake, but have you ever seen that sort of urinal mat thing? Sort of a plastic kind of mesh-looking thing? I don't know what the hell it's for. Turn my level up a bit?
Just a tiny bit, believe it or not. Just a smidge.
Okay, how's that?
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're in charge.
Good. So this urinal mat had a little spinning wheel on it.
I didn't. I changed the pan so that we actually sound like we're, you know.
Oh, no, not the pan.
No, he's right. It sounds like you're over there and he's over there. Everybody is sitting in my seat. It's fantastic.
Okay, look.
Still doesn't have pants on.
This thing had a little spinning wheel on it. And a little pointer, and all these little things around it that were like, they're like, you're the man, or
it's like Wheel of Fortune.
Wow,
that's
huge, or good aim, or whatever. And you just
way to go.
I'm so glad you find a source of self esteem.
You,
because
yeah, I
have been beating your ass.
The Tinkle Toy. Tinkle Toy, and you basically pissed into this little spinning wheel, and you spun it with your urine stream. And depending on where it stopped, that was, you know, your self-esteem right there.
Man, we got to get these things in Vegas. I mean, this is the next gambling craze.
No, you have way too much control over the gambling. Never happens.
I don't actually...
never
happens. Actually,
win $1,000 in the Euro at the Caesar's Palace.
James is the master of his own stream.
I got to tell you. There's no house edge there. There's no house edge in letting you urinate for money. That's
okay. By the way, on a somber note, I wanted to mention that on a somber note.
Combine this idea with
Serious.
What did it say here? Combine this idea with a
stinky pants.
Urinal turbine, and you could hear a song while micturating.
Wow, what?
Micturating?
Making water.
Making water? Tinkling? Doing the
Can we hear Russ's levels again one more time?
Sibilance, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Those are pretty good.
Russ nice and quiet.
But then I always,
it's not like Matt where you have to have that mute
button.
I'm
the bassist.
Yeah.
I just sit in the back
Friedel Grundbugli.
There you go.
The generations are
support
to
the
me.
Melody.
Can I mention my somber note here, please?
Please.
Sony has ceased production of the iBo.
That is not somber. That's bullshit.
That is a very sad thing.
The iBo is a little... The iBo. A-I-B-O. It's not like...
You were talking earlier about not wanting to trail NPR? I heard a story about this on the way here.
Is that like Tybo?
I had this written down in my show notes a week ago. The iBo is dead. It's a little robotic dog.
Looks like Poppy.
That Sony produced. And it was really cute. And it went...
And it died?
Well, no, they're not making it anymore. They've canceled it. They're not going to produce the iBo anymore.
The real story is that Sony's CEO has been replaced, basically. Sony has a new CEO.
By a Welsh
dude. And they have slashed products and research that are deemed
they aren't gonna
non-essential
get us to Mars.
Or even right. non-profitable. They're trimming the fat.
Can I ask a quick question? Isn't that what most CEOs do? Is they go in, they're like, oh, let's fire a bunch of people. Let's
most cut the new CEOs.
Fair enough.
New CEOs, yeah. But, you know, as far as Japanese or companies go, I mean, the robot Aibo was a statement to the rest of the world that we got some chops in the robot league here, guys. You know, Robotech's coming.
I hear it was nixed because you couldn't make it into robot Korean food, so that's nothing.
Oh, my God.
I got nothing. God. It's a joke. I kid.
Thing to know that we're sending I Dream of Barbie dog puppy to the rest of the world as a message.
I kid.
Dory, what on earth are you
talking
about?
I'm
going
to have to ask nobody.
Robot pet dog. It's like Tamagotchi that moves around. You had to actually, like, did you have to pay attention to it and stuff? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Who the hell cares?
Barbie toy.
It's a terrible thing, and it cost over $1,000.
I'd like to point something else out.
Barbie House Adventures.
That's a lot of money for a robot, though.
We're like 10 minutes in. How's the structure working?
We're working on
we said we were going to try.
We were going to try.
Succeed.
Okay, okay wait a minute. That was
this
okay.
week
segment.
Is chaos.
Segment. Right. Segment's I'm, coming. Yeah. Segway. Segment.
No, all of these things are
I am the Nazi.
Stop.
On
we can. Right, you know what? We're all talking over top of each other. That is a major problem. You're talking under
right.
top of me?
He's actually right. If you could hear it, you'd know.
Are you like a pop under window?
No, he is. He's a pop under window. It's true.
Okay, look. The point is that what we were doing initially was the sort of, you know, news of the world kind of a thing. We got to come up with a name for that. You know, that's something we're going to do. What did you say? I saw everybody laughing and I missed it. Oh, we're talking about my mom again.
Again.
So that was kind of, you know, we got to splice in some kind of news music at the top, like do 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 do.
So Irv, tell me about your
is
mother.
Is it really killing you?
It is. It's killing. The pan is killing me.
Why?
Email us at dorks at dial-a-dork.com if the dorks at dial-a-dork.com if the pan is bothering you as much as it's bothering me. Okay, that is all.
It's a very bad microphone.
Well.
Amen.
You know what? I'm really happy that Dory's going to get the crappy microphone because she's going to think everyone can hear her and they won't be able to.
All right, so
we could shout into it while you're at it.
Speaking of our structure, so that was the news. Lately.
That was the news.
So what's next?
What's next is maybe we should talk about the YWOW. I don't know what kind of music we're going to have for the YWOW, but tonight's YWOW, and if you aren't familiar with the YWOW, that's Yoko's website of the week. All right, we're gonna have to splice that out
again
and turn it into a. Oh my God, what is?
You guys talk about TED ever?
What
yet?
Is TED?
It's a couple weeks old.
Is this
what's
the website
TED?
Of the week?
See, and here's where we
I
go
thought
awry
the website of the week was
we
MySpace.
Had this website of the week, and Russ finds something better, and Irv has the attention span of a newt.
Nat.
No, you heard me, a newt.
Nat.
No, a newt.
A knot.
A newt. A knot. No, a gnat. A knot.
A cybernaut.
No.
Okay, what the hell is TED, Russ?
See,
it's
do you see what
I know
I'm
it
talking?
Actually stands for something, and I can't find that.
Oh,
but
great.
What TED actually does is grab torrents of TV shows.
Oh.
You say, I want to see Lost, and it just goes, figures out where the torrents are, and it brings all the Lost ones down for you, on schedule for you.
Now, that's okay.
It's
kind
of a podcasting of TV.
Why don't you talk about BitTorrent?
Because
we
it's
could
not
segue into that.
In the show structure.
Anyway,
do
www.ted.nu.
Say it again.
What?
Where the hell is NU?
Nobody
heard www.ted.nu.
All right, NU means not legal. I'm pretty sure that's what NU
is. Oh, yeah, this is probably illegal.
Oh, yeah.
TED.nu. Is that not
www.ted.nu.
Yeah. So it'll go find like Lost or 24 or Simpsons or South Park. All these are pre-programmed. You could put in other ones, and it would do a search and find a torrent for you and keep you current.
All right, but who's got the primer or primer? Okay, that's exactly what we're gonna ask. What is a BitTorrent?
Nobody heard it. You have to. You have no volume.
What's a torrent?
You might as well. No, dude. There is nothing.
Is that microphone even turned on?
What's a torrent?
A torrent is a stream of information.
Oh, it's also turned all the way down.
It's all right.
Try it now, Dory. Try it now.
What's a torrent?
Nothing. I get squat out of that.
What's a torrent?
No. Wait, one more time.
What's a torrent?
Like you mean it.
What's a torrent?
I kind of heard that.
Okay, you know what? That wasn't turned all the way down.
No, I'm serious.
I picked the wrong thing.
Split. Share. That mic is the suck.
Are we going to excise this from the actual show?
If folks
later
send
on?
Us $2 and you'll stop having to listen to this garbage of us sharing a microphone. No, we'll send ourselves
$2. PayPal.
Yeah.
Oh, PayPal.
I want my $2.
If both of our fans send us $2,
we have a message. We have a message, everyone. We have a message.
Do they hate Pam?
A message?
No. They don't hate. Okay, maybe they do hate Pam. I'm not sure.
Read the message.
The message is from Tom Zubel over at Zubel Books.
Slappity slappity.
The world's largest online seller of antiquarian and scholarly books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I don't know if you know this, but tonight's show is brought to you by John T. Zubel Books. Zubel.com, Z-U-B-A-L. If you're looking for, Timoshenko, or maybe
an expurgated?
If you're looking for
the Necronomicon.
A thesis written by an MIT graduate from 1978 that has pertinent information as to your research project, you might be able to find it at Zubel.com. Z-U-B-A-L.
Some Terzaghi Foundation's
If you're
research.
Looking for a 1976 copy of somebody's MIT thesis, you might be a dork.
There's nothing at Zubel.com. Z-U-B-A-L. How about www.zubel.com?
Whose wire this sucks?
Anyway, Tom Zubel over there at Zubel.com, his message is quite succinct. It is Panda Sucks, Toro Rocks. I think what he says is the pan sucks and that tuna belly sushi is really good.
Dose the pan. Douse the pan. Depanify us there, almighty dork.
And the god of Matt, chaos is about to be.
You did it.
Expurgated.
Schuler says the mics are not as bad as the people talking into them.
It's funny because you're an asshole, Steve.
I don't want the mic.
I think that's been clinically.
I miss Steve
clinically
Dazzle.
Proven.
I know you do.
Anyway, we want to thank tonight's sponsor, Zubel Books. Did you find it?
Yeah, if you put the www.
Okay, www.zubel.com. Z-U-B-A-L.
No, it's not elite. Not requiring the www is not elite.
I know.
I'm sorry. You know what, Tom? You're going to need to go talk to your hosting company and make sure you've got an A record for Zubel.com.
You know what you need to do? You need to get these guys in league with these yahoos from the comm group because, I mean, those guys
didn't
are such
up
right.
Did this all start with the YWOW?
Yes, it did.
And she's lame.
Yes, exactly. You
That's,
can't spell
that is
Dory
beautiful.
Without Dory.
No, wait a minute. We were asking for an explanation of what a BitTorrent was from Russ.
And Russ was
what is
say.
A BitTorrent, Russ?
Torrents are a way to use peer-to-peer downloading. Basically, you seed a torrent so that you get a starter bit, and then you can go download it from everyone else who's previously downloaded it, and
Wait,
is then
totally
sharing it.
You totally lost me.
I know.
You
okay,
not.
Look. So
I got it.
Let's.
Got it.
All right, Matt. Matt's gonna break it down for you.
I give up.
Here's it in the not so rap structure. Not so rap structure.
Well,
I couldn't rap
the
if I, you know, if I you
just
know, my life it. Depended on it. All right, so a bunch of people are downloading the same file as you are. All that torrenting does is allow you to get the file, the pieces of the file that they've already downloaded from them.
Yeah, so normally when you download something, you get it from one server.
I was talking into the microphone.
Everyone who else has downloaded it is now going to serve it up for you, and you can get it a little bit faster for that.
Right. It's you're downloading the file from 100 different sources instead of just a one.
It's sloppy seconds if you're looking for something.
It's not sloppy
everyone else
seconds.
Has downloaded once, right?
Look, first of all, Dory, there's no such thing as sloppy seconds in the data world. Data is data all the world around.
Which is why the RIAA and the MPAA
exactly.
don't want you to be doing this.
Exactly. Hey,
can I ask, but while we're on the RIAA and the MPAA, did anybody see the headline that they
announcing Oscars?
Yeah, it's a good call. You know what? Forget what I was talking about. Let's go right to the Oscars.
No,
right,
was that
right
about the Canadian?
It was about the Canadian guy who was convicted of he was convicted of creating child pornography because he downloaded it, and actually, if you read the ruling, it was more than what the headline said.
You know what? Can we just come right out and say it? Don't download child pornography.
Don't have anything to do with it. It's dirty and disgusting. Unless
if
you are in
says
high
teen,
school,
you don't know if it's
yeah. Look, if you're not getting
14.
Laid, oh my god, if you're not getting laid in high school, just suck it up. You don't get to have sex with 16-year-olds ever. Period. Stop it. Quit doing it.
In some states,
Steve.
Oh,
that's not true.
Oh
Steve,
man,
go ahead, do whatever you want, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I think he's had his fill of 16-year-olds.
He has.
Well, actually, he's 16-year-old girls.
I know he's filled. Never mind.
Schuler's had enough of 16-year-old girls.
Now you're quite into the libel space, I think, at this point.
Okay. No, let's talk about the nominees for the Oscars. I think it's definitely right that we talk about the Oscars.
The YWOW was MySpace, and that's garbage.
All right, we'll talk about MySpace some other time. To hell with it.
I'll bitch about that.
Ted.NU?
That's correct.
Ted.NU is your illegal BitTorrent site of the week.
I can't hear you.
Before we completely diss the YWOW,
yeah.
Announce the URL, explain why you're dissing it, and move on.
Okay, the URL is MySpace.
What are we dissing, number one?
We're dissing the YWOW.
And what's it called?
The Yoko's website of the week.
Name?
Your name is Yoko.
Say my name.
The website, bitch.
Oh, myspace.com.
Don't make me hit you in the face.
Can I do the official diss?
Yes, do the diss.
Here's why it's the diss. Because, first of all,
diss of the week.
Here's the YWOW diss of the week. Here's why. Because Yoko brought us this. Yoko brought us news from like last October.
I'm getting tennis elbow.
Yeah, I know. From
and
sharing the mic.
She's lame.
Yeah, and so lame, dude. Because this is absolutely. This is last October's news. It's very old. It is just a big personal space for teenagers and bands that want to get discovered. MySpace is the suck. It's the gay, and it's the bye-bye. So let's move on to something that is not the crap.
Maybe we should call it YWOW's website of the week that she heard this morning on NPR.
Can we put an extra W in there for worthless website of the week?
Yoko's right. Worthless.
That's a burn. See the way her head tilted to the side? That was a good burn.
Okay, now Yoko's website of the week
I'm kidding.
Is myspace.com. Go check it out and figure it out for yourself. There.
If you're not on MySpace, right. It means you're not an 18-year-old girl or a 50-year-old guy pretending to be an 18-year-old girl.
Let's talk about
what's that URL?
Very
www.myspace.com. And if you're not, yes.
Here are the nominees.
It'll be in the show notes.
We're moving on to the Oscars.
What segment is this again?
This is the no segment at all segment.
Okay, then.
Here we're going to do the nominees of the Oscars.
I like that title.
What? The no segment at all segment?
Oh,
okay,
boy.
Good. The no segment at all. Here comes the no segment at all segment. The actor in a leading role nominees are, number one, a guy who I can barely watch for 10 minutes, much less 2.5 hours, Philip Seymour Hoffman
You all should stop making fun of Seymour Hoffman.
Affected voice bullshit.
All I'm saying is Philip Seymour Hoffman is a brilliant actor. He'll probably win the Oscar, and I can't deal.
I kind of like him in that, you know, he's hot in that I got to earn my Coke some way or another
he's
kind of
hot
way.
In
yeah,
that.
He's hot?
He's,
no
he's,
way.
He's hot in that fat, bloated, heroin addict kind
he's
of
he's hot
way. No.
In the sort of way that I am.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
Kind of fat, blonde, and hairy.
Speaking of hot, they also have Heath Ledger nominated.
Okay, Mountain. You're right. Heath Ledger is nominated for Buttfuck Brokeback Mountain.
Easy. I would Jake Gyllenhaal him, if you know what I mean. I think you do.
Okay.
Terrence Howard is a pretty big surprise.
Terrence
for
Howard for Hustle and Flow?
You know what? People love that movie.
And he has two or three movies
that
I
is,
think this
that
year.
That is no joke. People love that movie. Like,
I believe it.
But wait a minute.
It was the Black 8 Mile, says Kim. This city.
The
darkest.
Black 8 Mile.
It was the Black 8 Mile.
That would be 7 Mile, wouldn't it?
That's 7.5 mile.
No, wait a minute. I've been to Detroit. Hey, now, wait a minute. Here's the thing.
Right.
I thought Hustle and Flow was the sequel to You Got Served.
Oh, God. Oh,
snap.
That's terrible. Served.
Sorry. Joaquin Phoenix for Walk the Line.
Hold on.
In another string of nominations for a 2-hour-long impression.
Who starts with the goddamn best actor role?
Can I say something?
Who starts?
Yeah. What are the biggest?
No shouting over the mics.
Biggest categories? Not best actor.
What? That's not the what?
It's just with best picture.
No, I'm just doing it by the order on the website.
It's alphabetical.
Oscars.org has it. Best picture and best.
I'm at Oscars.com.
Oh,
Oscars.org.com. At the actual Oscars website?
I'm going to have to ask you not to shout at him over the microphone.
The Google search Oscar nomination shows up Oscar.org first.
Okay, well, if you just go Oscars in all the address bar and hit Control Enter, it goes to Oscars.org.
MC Irv, can I make a suggestion?
What?
We needed an emergency chick microphone over here, just in case one of us says something really funny.
I disagree entirely.
Emergency chick microphone?
I'd like to disagree
Come
entirely.
Over here, Dory. I'll whip it out for you.
If you guys start doing a little dance.
Can I get a oop, 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 oop?
Okay,
oop,
the last nomination for actor in a leading role is David Strathairn for Good Night and Good Luck.
I'm pretty sure that's the guy pronounced. Who... Hold on. Is that... You know what? You don't get a microphone because you're not listening to the MC. Is that the guy who actually is Edward R. whatever his name was?
I think so.
Okay. But he deserves
gone
it.
Looking
he is fantastic. I actually have seen that movie, and it is outstanding. And I really wish they'd have made it in color. That's all I'm saying. No, that's not true.
Wonderful.
They didn't have colors.
It's good.
I mean, color back then.
Yes, they didn't have colors back. Yeah, they did have.
Anything
lots
to say,
nuts.
Yoko?
Yoko, come to our Oscars party.
Oh, okay. Now, pressure's on. Getting higher.
Difference
is. I said emergency microphone, not mandatory.
Oh, okay.
You know how I work.
Anyway, our prediction is Hoffman for Capote.
I disagree.
I disagree
entirely.
Oh, you do?
I disagree entirely. Yeah, our prediction is not what
the Capote guy. The Capote guy, all the way.
I pick whatever Dave Seaman says.
Oh, well, what does Dave Seaman say?
You said Joaquin?
I'm not showing you. Oh, yeah. I have a great web news story for anybody who's ready for it whenever we get some downtime. But, No. I know you're ready for it.
We definitely have a lack of content at this point.
Well, at this point, I've got a good news story, but it can come later.
And
it should come later. It just happens to be.
Okay.
No. Wait. What's the next structural, you know?
The next structural thing is the Dial a Dork Fatwa.
Well, let's do that.
The next structural thing is finishing the other a million nominations.
No, we have to. Yeah, exactly.
No. This is a Dial a Dork show, not an Oscar review committee.
Well, I know, but Irv started it, and there are women out there on menstrual pills that really need to know.
You keep bringing these girls into it.
Jesus, come on.
Menstrual pills?
I don't know what that means, but...
Hold on. Just one second. If there are any female listeners that we have right now who are not married to me, please send us an email at dorks@dial-a-dork.com. We will not only acknowledge you, we will send you a Dial a Dork t-shirt and a picture of Matt topless.
You don't want to see that.
No, it's true.
It's hard to determine that he's not wearing
a
sweater.
It's true. It's hard to tell that he's topless. We'd have to shave him down.
When's the last time you actually did any rowing, man?
3 weeks ago.
And the nominees
and what was
are.
Her name?
What was her name? All right.
All right. Anyway,
in all seriousness,
why are we talking about all this Oscar bullshit? Come on,
we're an entertainment show.
Were there any good geek movies that we should nominate this year?
That's a good question.
I would like to go in the spirit of geekdom. I'd like to go down to best animated feature.
Okay, wait a second. Just hang on a second. I just want to say that one of our listeners has agreed. Listen, one of our listeners has agreed that Philip Seymour Hoffman's going to take it.
Who was that listener?
That'd be Tom Zewell.
Yeah, well, again.
By the way, and let's just remember who sponsored tonight's show.
Brought to you by TomZubelsBooks.com.
Yeah, no, it's www.zubel.com. When you need...
Tom is so wise.
Yes.
When you need a book of Audubon's drawings of birds from 1871, you better look somewhere else. I don't think they have one.
Yeah,
but they do
might.
Have a first printing Wizard of Oz, which apparently is one of the sort of holy grails of American books.
Frank Baum.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. If you need it, they'll find it or they'll kill someone to get it for you. That's true.
They will
story.
Kill.
They will. They'll
they
do
will
that.
Kill.
They're like that.
Tom wants to call in.
Tom,
you know what?
Call
go ahead.
Cell phone.
Call my cell phone. We'll put it on
speakerphone
and we'll try it.
Put it on the air. Who cares? Whoever's listening can call into your cell
Cavs
phone.
Cavs up by two, mid third quarter.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Can I get
awesome.
Can I get a little? Can I get a quick shout out on the Academy Awards tip too? I got something else going on here with the Academy Awards. We got the animated feature. We have Howl's Moving Castle, Tim Burton's Corpse Bride, and Wallace and Gromit and the Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Wallace and Gromit's gonna win.
My question is, how come there are only three animated features?
There always are.
And what happened to Pixar this year?
What happened to Pixar?
I mean, haven't they?
They were busy being bought out by Disney.
These things happen.
What, they had robots this year, didn't they?
They only have three nominees in that category. I guess I don't understand.
Well,
it's kind of
animated
category,
film,
to be honest.
Not really.
Yeah, but they had robots. Was robots really 2005?
I don't know. It just came out on.
It was a piece of crap, though, wasn't it?
Here's something else
it was
for
all right.
You. Can I announce the music song nominees, please?
One's got to be Randy Newman, right?
No, it's not.
by law, by rule.
By law,
you ready?
Randy Newman.
You ready?
The other one's Oingo Boingo.
Do it. Say it. Everybody shut the fuck up. Say it.
If you'll let me. In the Deep from Crash, Traveling Through from Transamerica, and this is the topper. It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp from Hustle and Flow.
All right. It's Hard Out Here for a Pimp.
We got an email from a girl.
That's not my wife.
I'm panicking.
Dorks, I'm a biatch.
Nice.
I love Dial the Dork. That Jew sounds hot. Love, Rebecca Nelson.
Rebecca Nelson.
What's her email address?
rnelson2161@yahoo.com.
Outstanding.
Awesome. We should not have put that on.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about that, Rebecca. Sorry about that.
We'll definitely edit that out somehow. We're very sorry about that. But we'll definitely get your
Dialador
shirt and a picture of Matt topless.
That's right. Rebecca, please email us with your mailing address. We will send you a Dialador t-shirt. And yes, we will announce your mailing address on the air along with your social security number and your vital signs from your last
measurements
and the result of your last pap smear.
This is
Oh my god, I didn't just say that. I'm sorry.
Second to last.
Hey everyone, it was negative.
Stop teaching herbs. Big words.
The answer was negative.
Okay.
The word of the day is cunnilingus.
the Latin word of the day.
Yes, I was hoping it was going to be restraint. All right.
It's not.
Can I ask what's number three on the list of ridiculous crap we're going to talk about?
Okay. Yes. Oscar nomination still.
Geek movies and geek
actor
movies?
In a supporting role. Actor in a supporting role. We have George Clooney, handsome, Siriana. Matt Dillon. Dory loves Matt Dillon.
Handsome, not a geek.
Hot, like in a carpet burn kind of way.
Not
yeah, but
geek.
Matt Dillon's a million years
old. That's disturbing.
Now.
Hot Matt Dillon and Crash. You want to talk? We got Jake Gyllenhaal, hot. Brokeback Mountain.
Fag.
Whatever. William Hurt. I think Dory thinks William Hurt is hot, don't
also
you?
Also a fag.
A million years old.
And then, of course, you want to talk about ultra hot Paul Giamatti.
Paul
Cinderella
Giamatti.
Man.
He's actually got a little something to him these days.
If by weight you mean something to him, yes, you're correct.
He's big hipped for a man.
He is big hipped. He has
child barren hips.
He's my Mount Everest.
He's, shall we say, buoyant.
What did she say?
This is Mount. She's his.
Paul
Mount
Giamatti
Everest.
Is her Mount Everest.
And like Mount Everest, you're K2, which is actually bigger and harder to climb.
All right.
Thank you. I actually considered myself Mount McKinley.
You could have stopped
which
at
is local.
American
close.
Made. American made and hard as the Rockies.
Oh boy.
Okay,
drag your trailer to the
like
top.
Like a rock.
Look, we
let's
we've
move on. Moving on.
We need
moving
to move
on.
Forward.
Moving on. We got moving lots on. Of hotness. We got major hotness and
lots
actress in a leading
structure.
Role.
Do you think the fact
quickly.
That Hoffman could win and Huffman could win for actor and
yes,
actress?
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. We got big time hotness in actress in a leading role. We got Reese Witherspoon walk the line. Who if
boom.
If everything except that chin is majorly hot with Reese. Charlize Theron in North Country. She's hot outside of her movies.
You know what? I really like her in Nothing at All.
Actually, go get a movie. What
she
the hell was that movie we watched?
2 Days
she
in
got,
the Valley.
Wait, no. She got naked 100 times in one movie from last year or 2 years ago.
It was hot, too.
2 Days
what
in the
was
Valley.
It called?
Oh, she's. It's 2 Days in the Valley.
No, it's the one from World War II.
No,
it's also
matter.
Got.
Nobody was naked
Head in
World
clouds.
War
head in the clouds. Head in the clouds. Bathtub scene.
Head in the clouds.
Keanu Reeves walking the clouds.
It was.
Bathtub scene. Okay, hey, listen up.
That's like Catholic heaven, right? Head in the clouds.
You're ruling by volume in this show.
Well, I don't care. Keira Knightley.
She is
Pride
hot.
And Prejudice. Hot,
I think
hot,
she
hot.
She's
jaw.
Incredible.
I would eat a mile of her crap just to see where it came from.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I'd
we got.
I floss my ass
we got
her.
And
there
I'd
is.
Get full
Felicity
yards.
Huffman in Transamerica.
I would eat
not
a mile
hot.
Of her crap just to get her
the
off
hottest,
the air.
The hottest of them all. Dame Judi Dench.
I would give you $5 if Dame Judi Dench looks worse than Felicity Huffman.
You know what?
Playing a man.
I'd give you $5 to get double teamed by Kathy Bates and Dame Judi Dench in a hot tub.
As long as it's not Felicity Huffman
you know
involved,
what?
I'm in.
Hey, you know what? For $5, I could use a new beer.
And a hot That's tub's good. Nice. It's really relaxing.
Hot tubs are nice. It's relaxing. That's and then I could be like, hey, you know what? No, I'm good. I don't need that beer. I don't know. I do it. I'm about it. Sure, why not?
Okay, Rebecca emailed us back, and I think she's mad.
Is she really mad? Because we gave her email address out?
We'll edit that.
She goes, idiots, I will never... Well, I will never listen again. Giving my email Addy out is unacceptable.
We didn't really give it out. It's going to be edited
out. Did we give it out?
We didn't.
I said it.
Yeah. You said it?
I'm truly an idiot.
It's all right. It's going to be edited out of the podcast. Don't worry about it. It's the only people who were listening on Icecast, I think it was seven people listening.
Okay.
Two.
We'll
two
make
people.
Sure it
we
two
had,
people and you're one of them.
We had one fan, and we alienated her in 10 minutes.
This is why girls
name,
don't even
well, her name's
very
what,
often.
Kelly?
No, it doesn't matter.
Rebecca Nelson.
Rebecca. There's nothing more pleasant and malleable than a dork that's contrite with the mistake he just made.
Wow, dorks, that's deep.
Dorks are
gentlemen. Wow.
That's really
Jesus.
That was awesome.
No, don't worry, Rebecca. We
should get her drunk more often.
Russ mostly apologizes. We do apologize for him. And
be
sure that before this gets podcast, your address will be removed.
actually,
before this gets
you
podcast,
guys,
I
might have to call shenanigans on Rebecca Nelson.
You think so?
Yeah. I might have to call shenanigans because she in her idiot's email, she used a word, an expletive at the beginning that is commonly used by one Tom Zubel. I have to wonder if Tom Zubel is actually Rebecca Nelson.
It could
we do
be.
Have three listeners right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Now she's like, idiots, I'm a girl, goddammit.
Come
all right, well,
on,
moving on.
Okay, now we alienated two of our three listeners. Shuler is a retarded asshole. There, now that's all three.
We have
that's
more,
all three of them.
Let's just move on, and we'll all get past this thing.
I'm going to make
can't
us a
can't structure
promise.
Save us?
Can, yeah.
Structure, save us.
Can I suggest that next time we decide for structure that we do it in a structured manner, over about 1,000 martinis? Can I please just...
No, suggest all you want.
Okay, you know what? To hell with the fucking Oscars.
Next topic.
And can I point out that if I'm the voice of reason in any situation, y'all are fucked. That's
okay.
All I'm
can
saying.
Can you put out the link to Broke Mac Mountain?
Broke Mountain.
A link to Broke Back Mountain?
Broke Mac Mountain.
Broke Mac? What is Broke Mac Mountain?
I sent the link to you earlier today.
Broke
you
Mac.
Did?
Yeah, it was
not... He did?
Yeah, it 404'd.
Oh really? It worked for me. You know, it crashed my Firefox browser twice.
Yeah,
so I tried to play it. But you can watch it.
I was trying to hit it from work too, so I don't.
IE. I had to use IE to actually watch the video.
Did you? Did you get
time.
The Firefox update today?
The 1.5.
No, it's still not there.
Really? Yeah.
Well,
it's 1.5.0.1.
I hit it.
I
did. I downloaded it. I downloaded it before I left.
Hey, did anyone get the IE beta?
What?
Two?
Fuck no.
No, because Microsoft is a bunch of whores. While we're
they're
on the talk,
evil.
Let me
evil in a way that is beyond your wildest imaginations.
Can we pour fire on the gasoline, please?
Oh, wait, what's the matter with you?
No, I'm waiting.
Can we pour fire on the gasoline?
I've been waiting all.
You are the drink that stirs the straw, my friend.
I've been waiting for nigh on 27 hours for Matt.
What, yo?
For Matt to come back at me for having bad mouthed his precious Linux. And I'm waiting to hear.
Oh
this
wait,
nonsense.
What's are we talking about? All Google right, on Ubuntu?
Hold on,
can I get Irv?
Do no evil.
Can I get Irv to intro
that's
this
right,
little
that's
bit
right,
before
girl.
I get my tirade?
Let's intro
the truth.
This.
Let me Irv this. Go ahead, Irv.
One
this
time.
Is this week's Linux build with Irv. Matt Minar.
Oh, I like that. That's all great.
Right.
it sounds
that was fantastic.
It sounds a lot better.
We just say that. Can we just say that Yoko's vocal talents are transcendent?
That sounds a lot better on your head.
Heavenly head.
All the way down her throat like that.
I mean, my fist almost disappeared that time. I don't know.
Anyway. All right,
so in response to your
which
your
nobody
letter,
else read.
Which
so you should
I will
explain.
It. All right, so Dr. J, the science gay.
Thank you very much.
Wrote out that Google is... has made intonations and announcements that they are interested in producing a Google Linux distribution.
Now, before you go any further, it was not it was Dewey who intimated that this is Google's attempt to take over the universe. And what I said was, gee, that sounds Microsoftish. And then I said, hey, doesn't that seem like they're using your precious open source to kill you, Mr. Open Source? And that's Minar. So.
Well, see, you know, the quick response to that is, and I'll give that first, is that the reason there are multiple distros is that, see, you don't have to be taken over by any particular one operating system. You have a choice, and choice is
all
what it's
Ubuntu.
About.
I love being double-teamed.
Cool.
Okay, and
okay, all right. So,
and that's all we'll over.
What the hell did she say?
She said she, and that's and that just ruined the entire bit. I'm over it. I don't I don't even care what Matt and I were talking about. We got Dory to admit she loves being double teamed.
What
it's
did
all
she
good.
Say? And is my marriage over, or did it just get better?
It just got better.
As long as you like to
Hold on. Have you exactly? Are you have you heard of Screw My Wife? Please bang my wife.
Please bang my wife.
Oh, seriously? Oh, please bang my wife.com. Oh, check it out.
Can I just
boys.
Be like a female voice that makes the thing more interesting as opposed to the Yoko?
No. I'm going to go with Dewey and say no. The micless Dewey tonight. The poor neutered Dewey. Somebody Bluetooth
his
ass.
That's not just
in.
Tonight.
Yeah, oh, that's tough. Oh, that's brutal. And yet, right. Here he is blogging away, show noting fantacularly.
Hold on a second. Because admittedly, getting double teamed has its well,
you know, Minar, if you start talking,
you know, I can't do that. But I'll tell
you
what,
talking about getting double teamed, this show is over before it started. No,
all right, but about Google entering the Linux distro market.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about Ubuntu.
Is it Ubuntu or Ubuntu?
Who gives a fuck?
But you said before on the show that you're not an Ubuntu fan.
No. I have not said that I'm not a Ubuntu fan. I have said that, in general, I choose Red Hat or Fedora. Now, here's the thing. There seems to be a discoherence.
Neologisms as we sit here.
That's English tackler.
I think the word is incoherent. On the interweb.
Incoherent.
No.
Coin away, my friend. Coin away.
Come on, if you can't make words, I mean.
Say it, speak, right, go.
So anyway, if you can't make words,
on the interweb about Ubuntu being a Debian sourced distro. And in fact, there is a whole faction within Debian who is against the Ubuntu distro because they tend to be.
You're speaking a fucking foreign language, Debian, Ubuntu, distro. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, this is why
does
we
it make
don't,
you hot or
this
what?
Is why we like it when Dory sleeps on
this
the couch upstairs
awesome.
During the show. Everybody else is all about the distros, and Dory's like, ¿Cuándo es la distro? Distro, isn't that the guy with the metal face from G.I. Joe?
K? Okay.
Distro.
Okay, Baroness.
Okay. He said Distro was the guy with the metal face on G.I. Joe.
James loves to diss me. He doesn't understand that I am your link to the outside world, dorks.
And you know what's amusing?
We don't need you anymore.
You work as an engineer. I'm technically your link to the outside world, and that's what's sadder.
I don't think
Sadist?
That's true.
I agree. She's got right, dude. No,
okay,
wait a minute.
Where the hell were we?
Just
Matt,
remember.
Please.
Anyway,
continue.
You know what? We don't need to bring this back, but it's interesting that Google has chose Ubuntu because Ubuntu's core philosophy is, you know, free for the people.
For the people.
But don't they have a good install?
By the people. Bilk the people.
What seems to be the case is that Ubuntu has a limited set of packages or applications that are easily installable. They're not in the spirit of a complete Linux distribution.
Because a real Linux distro has tons of packages that are impossible to install.
No. A real Linux distro lets you do what you want to do easily.
Assuming.
Thunderdome.
Assuming that you've spent
Thunderdome.
Assuming you've spent the last 5 years
it
dedicated
at least gives
to
you,
Linux.
It gives you the choice to do either server or desktop type applications, and in this case, Ubuntu does not do. In fact, they're actually pretty poor on the desktop side because they do not, by default, include any kind of media players or MP3, DVD, that kind
You're
of stuff.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Nobody does that.
I'd like to point out that I think Matt's just pissed because he chained his horse to the worst wagon out there. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm
Whoa.
Saying.
Whoa.
Well, that's
Whoa.
Clearly not the case. Fedora's in the top four downloaded on distro watch.
Popularity is everything.
What's
and popularity is everything.
What does come after Win, Place, and Show?
Windows, Place, and Show?
Windows, Place, and Show.
Windows, Place, and Show.
All right. Well,
anyway,
in that case,
you'd be in the quattrofecta.
In that case, it sounds like you are issuing a fatwa.
I have a fatwa.
Which is to stay the hell away from Ubuntu and get real, show your fucking chops, and go get Fedora or Red Hat.
Bitches.
Your Ubuntu is showing.
Your Ubuntu is showing.
I like it better when Dewey's mic'd. We need to get more mics.
Anyway, yeah, Matt, you were going to buy good mics.
I'm going to buy good mics.
And Dewey both.
However, hold on a second. The actual interesting dorkworthy point of this whole thing is that why did Google choose Ubuntu? Did they choose it only because it's right now the most popularly downloaded distro?
They knew hotness.
Okay, okay.
As opposed to old and busted.
Okay, old and busted has got some questions here.
Old? No, you're not even old and busted. You're cute but clueless.
No, she's talking about her hymen.
Wow. Her husband just dissed her vaginal area. And thus ended the marriage. All right, you know what? This is, you know what?
The 10-year journey to Hymenland is over.
Stop. If you wanted, no. Hey, you know what, folks? If you want to
call your parents, it's off.
If you want to hear Dory and Irv talk sex, tune into about 4 weeks ago's show before I got here.
That's right.
All right.
Wait.
You had a valid point.
Yes. My the point is it, okay. Old and dusted has got to say one thing. All right.
It's busted, not dusted.
No, I'm
okay.
Saying dusted because
okay, that's fine.
I was busted long before I knew Irv. Now,
in more ways than one.
Secondhand goods.
No clean white linen underneath her ass when you were doing her.
All I'm gonna say is
clean white linen. What are you fucking?
All right, wait, whoa.
Haven't you seen
Dory?
That's the whole
Dory.
About
hey, you two having a conversation over there. Shut up a second. Dewey,
that's what
do you got?
Does.
Hold on a second. Oh, you got nothing.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
We'll get to that in a second. Go ahead. Corey, please.
Death grip, let go.
My microphone. Hello. You're the one giving me tennis elbow over here.
I like the show a lot better when Yoko sleeps on the couch upstairs.
Oh,
do not say that.
Do not say
that.
It's a joke. James, it's a joke.
Actually, James, I'm going to have to ask you to never say that again.
All okay. I can say is I've heard a lot of Umbunko and Red Hat and all kinds of crack.
Well, no, wait,
you
what's wrong with the Umfufu distro?
Distro. I would really like for
distro,
all of
destro,
for all the people
potato,
that are now out there
tomato.
Right now wondering what the fuck you guys are talking about, could you please explain, like, okay, one sentence about Red Hat and Umbutro and Dustro and all of the
all
things
right.
you've been talking
I'd like
about.
To field that question.
No, wait. Yes. Dr. J, for the students out there, for the students that need to know.
This will be Schuller calling.
Hold on.
No,
actually,
this is
our sponsor,
oh.
Tom Zubel.
Zubel Books.
All right. Don't put me on.
Don't put you on. Then right. Why'd you call?
All right. Wait. Hold him off then. Hold him off then.
Oh, stop. Don't let her yell into the mic like that.
Wait, what did you say?
Away. The show is a riot.
What is a riot?
The whole thing's a fucking riot.
You're enjoying yourself?
I'm peeing my pants watching the Cavs play the poker tournament. Listen to you. It's a riot.
Awesome.
Do you have
any questions for the dorks?
No.
You're definitely not
hey, Tom,
on the air.
Tom, was I right or wrong when I said that that issue of Wizard of Oz you guys have locked in your office
L. Frank Baum.
Is one of the holy grails don't of the American book scene.
Don't tell him where it is.
Dude, don't tell him where it is.
You fucking retard.
Give him the address.
You're giving out people's email addresses.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna need to back us up a
hey,
bit here.
Hey, Tom, I got a question for you.
Back that ass up.
I think he just hung up.
I don't know how the Cavs are doing.
The Cavs are doing
I don't
right.
know.
Oh, okay, wait.
Okay. We're wearing tights. We're good.
Distro, Red Hat,
again,
Umbutro,
I'd like to.
Please, I need Dr. J.
As the lowest
high
on the totem
school
pole.
Science teacher, please explain.
As the lowest on the totem pole, allow me to explain a couple things. First of all, distro is short for distribution. Red, I am. Oh, I am super
on the
low
Linux
dork.
Totem pole.
I'm definitely low dork computer. I don't have a degree in computer anything.
Until we talk about computers. Or
yeah,
or
I exactly.
Have Herb asked what wind is.
I'm not even sure. If you want wind, give me about an hour after this Guinness. Heyo. All right. So
probability cloud.
Probability cloud. 1,000%. All right. So
is that a quantum entanglement?
Red Hat is a Linux is a particular version of Linux distribution. Is that correct? It's basically a platform upon which to run your computer and make it go clicky clicky. Is that be that dumb enough for you?
Actually,
and
those
then the last one.
Those
we got,
old.
We got, wait,
can I just say one thing? Those old IBM keyboards are a great way to make your computer
M
go clicky clicky. Okay, sorry.
So it's a distro. You had a question about Red Hat. What was the last one? Umfufu. Umfufu was actually the name of Eddie Murphy's supposed African wife,
Bush bitch
that he conjured up in Eddie Murphy Raw, which is possibly one of the funniest stand up bits in the history of everything. But if you're talking about Ubuntu or Ubuntu or
Ubuntu or Ubuntu.
That would be the one.
African distribution of Linux. That's not correct. No, it's the Bush version. That's why they wanted to get out those $4 laptops with the crank cases so they could run.
$100 laptop.
So they could run.
Before I return the microphone to Dork Almighty.
Oh God.
I have to suggest a segment.
Allow me to specificate.
I have to suggest as a segment when you guys go off. Irv.
Yes.
MC.
Yes.
We're listening.
Yes. What?
Just because he's not looking at you doesn't mean he's not listening. It's
yes,
not like
please.
When you're in bed.
Please, go.
As
please.
Things get very complicated, I think that a good segment would be for someone to be confused and for Dr. J to explain.
Oh, well, we
he's
have
a
that. We have
idiot.
That. Wait a minute. We have. Let's. We want to. Let's get physical.
Dr. J.
Let's get physical with Dr. J.
I'll
go find the song and I'll lay it in
over
there.
All right.
Let's get physical. Physical
right
with
now,
Dr. J.
You are hearing us sing.
Do we want to ask him about quantum computing?
I would love for you to ask me about it so I could half-ass an answer about it.
Great, let's do it.
All right,
as
here
long
we go.
As the question isn't, what's up with quantum computing?
Wait. Give the mic to Kim. She had the question.
Sure.
Come on, chime in here, Kim.
I swear to God, don't say what's up with it. I mean,
in
like,
five words or less, can you explain quantum computing?
In five words or less? No, I cannot, ma'am.
Really fucking fast computing.
No, it's not even
model.
That. It's basically what it boils down to is using quantum states
down.
To. Well, it's using quantum states to model ones and zeros. And it's
or
a
other things.
No, it's a size issue. It's a size issue. It's not a speed issue. It's a size issue. At least I don't think it is. Yeah.
There's more quantums than there are electrons in the universe, right?
There's more what now?
Quantums?
Well, quantums aren't a thing.
Wait. We can do it in five words.
Wait a minute. What does this have to do with
a
Scott
bunch
Bakula?
Of bullshit.
All right.
Wasn't
so
he in Quantum Leap?
IBM.
I can do it in five words.
I'll explain. All right. I want to hear Matt explain this.
No, five
this.
Seconds you're thinking
Go
of.
Go ahead.
No, five words. Five words.
Wait, intro. Dork Almighty.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Five words. Here we go.
Yes.
Single turned into multi-state.
Okay. Fantastic. That's
five fucking words.
That's
boson,
lousy
boson,
explanation.
Lepton.
Dork.
Wait, no, it's
and even better if multi-state is one word, because then you can at least say single right, state
so,
into
so
multi-state.
Dory's now our human soundboard, by the way, our human cart machine.
Oh my God, you're what Fred puts tapes into. All right, so it's
now it's
a,
all
it's
computers
a reference.
No, no, he's not. No, he's not. No, he's not.
He's
kids.
He's
kids.
Not.
No. Dory, you're an easy target.
Exactly.
That's all.
Exactly.
He's looking for the path of least resistance.
Exactly.
He's like electricity.
Well done.
He's like a frat guy.
Exactly. Oh, wait a minute.
He is a frat guy.
Wait a minute.
He's also into electricity.
Wait a minute.
Jesus.
Wait a minute. Be careful. All right, so
where the hell are we on this fucking topic? Seriously.
Waiting for you two a-holes to shut up. You ready? Here's Dewey says, ouch, snap, which was good. It was good. I wish Dewey was Mike.
Snap.
Okay, so long and the short of quantum computing is that it's a way to store ones and zeros in different quantum states, and it's very, very small, and it's very, very fast, but it's very, very theoretical because it's very tough to measure and make.
Okay. Wait a minute. Can we talk about let's
you know
get
what?
Physical real quick?
One last time. Let me just say this before it's over. I like quantum computing as a fundamental idea. I like it the way I like spilled wine glasses on computer
show
tables.
Dory rarely spills wine because there's rarely wine in her glass.
All right. And if anybody wants a picture of
check the blog for the link of Let's Get Physical, the picture.
We've got
oh my god, it's
hilarious. Wouldn't believe the pussy we've got.
Oh my god. We've got some seriously, Seriously,
that is some
pussy,
serious, yeah. heavy bullshit.
Let me.
Wait a minute.
Let's
move on.
I thought
let's
that one
on.
Of the problems with like Moore's law and all
well,
that stuff
is, that's what
is that we're actually trying yeah, to avoid quantum things happening inside of a microchip.
Well, you are in a
Am
sense.
Am I totally on the wrong?
No. You're not. And that's what I'm saying is that the theory I was speaking on was the theory behind it. The reality of it is that it just doesn't work really because they sort of fall in and out of these quantum states. And
right, you can't keep something
right,
in a quantum state
to reliably store information. I would not trust quantum probability. That just doesn't make sense. It doesn't. It's,
but they're
it's
getting
just,
better at like right. getting spin they're, across they're, the room and shit like
well,
that.
Well, they're
right?
getting better at quantum teleportation. I put that article on the wall of my classroom in 1997, 1998.
Mr. Carter.
Shut up, Porsche.
Arnold, I'll be with you in a moment. okay, but it's good. It's fantastic. Any research they do will eventually lead to something cool, I'm sure. But it's probably not exactly what they're looking for. That's usually the way with most research, that what they're looking for specifically is not the way it ends up. So they may find an application for this.
It's science, not engineering at this point.
Yes, it's research is all it is. IBM a couple years ago spelled out IBM using quantum states of electrons of some particular. You can look for it. Look up IBM online.
Dewey's on it.
Google it. You know, I'm sure you can find a picture of them spelling out IBM. I think it was. It might have been.
My underwear says that. Should I be suspicious?
What's that? not on the back side of your computer there, buddy. No, the your what says ow help me?
It's scary.
That scares
it,
me
it
too.
scares me that you know that his underwear says ow help me.
I was just saying that Russ's underwear says ow help me.
Looks like Kim's into double penetration too.
Double teaming.
Double. There's a no. I think you said it the first time. I think you were right the first time. That's. I'll take that up top.
DVDA.
And yes, I'm the DVDA girl. Yeah, that's all right. So and all how right. quickly we degrade from something useful to pass along.
Okay, that was
quickly
getting physical with Dr. J. Tonight's getting physical was brought to you by Quantum
DVDA.
Leap.
No.
DVD's now available
on.
Netflix. Okay,
and also, you can get the DVDA.
Tonight's Dr. J brought to you by Wikipedia, who has a wonderful article about quantum computing, and you should check it out.
And Congress.
That's right. That's right.
Great. That's fabulous.
Sure.
Speaking of Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up because it was amazing that this week, like a year or two after the fact, Congress finally got wind of Wikipedia. And congressmen were sending their aides to look up their profiles on the Wikipedia and take them from sounding shitty to looking good. So thousands of edits were made within the last week, all from IP addresses inside the House of Representatives or the Senate, which were then summarily blocked.
But then
they were unblocked.
They were the Yoko of web searches in the government.
I have a pertinent question to this. Which hold on Yoko, hold on.
You got nothing
in
like it's bald.
which amendment law restricts the age of senators, presidents, and that kind of thing?
Ooh, I have no idea. Did anybody get a degree that wasn't in computer science, physics, or engineering of some sort?
I don't have a degree.
I have a degree in English.
All right, do you remember? Well, that's not even good enough. We need a history degree. Anybody with a history degree or knowledge of anything, the first person to email us at dorks@dial-a-dork.com with the information about what amendment covers the age limitations on, what'd you say?
It's either an amendment or a law about presidents or senators.
With that information, we'll get a free Dial-A-Dork t-shirt and a piece of Matt Menard's hair. Not important. It's not important.
Email
it's good
us.
Radio.
Shut up.
Anyway, there's
Shut
a.
Shut up a second. Go. It's good radio.
Say what?
It. Say it.
What?
Say it.
He's got a point.
I don't think the Constitution mentions the Congress or the Senate in terms of age limits. I think it only talks about the president.
I agree completely, but okay.
I don't know if that's true. I think you have to be 35 to be or 25 or 30 to be a senator.
Now, why would you give him the microphone to then turn around and refute him? That's dickish.
Wait. Russ has got it.
Well, what do you want me to do?
The unmentionable has the info.
James, Russ, you're a bitch after my own heart.
I am. You have no idea. Why would you do that to be a dick about it? Russ,
I can't help it.
Russ, Russ.
Article 1, Section 2 defines the
of the
House
what?
Of Representatives as...
Of the what?
Known as the lower house of Congress. Of
the Constitution.
Of the Bill of Rights or the Constitution?
It establishes a few minimum requirements like a 25-year-old age limit.
Motherfuckers.
Establishes
what? You were wrong.
Will elect the members for 2 years.
How do you figure?
Blah, blah, blah. All
right, and the minimum age for president is what, 36?
16.
35.
Oh, no, never mind.
35.
That's a minimum age.
Section 3 defines
that's
Senate,
the age of
which
consent
is 30 years old.
Yeah, see? All Section right. 3 defines Senate, 30.
So here's
Senate 25.
Article 1, Section 2.
Ukfe Uye, you astards bay.
All right, so here's the point, though. Do you think that if our elected officials were just a slight bit younger than 50...
No. Then 70,000.
Then 70,000? That they might have a clue about, you know, Wikipedia and that kind of thing before it's, like, old news?
You know, that's a good point. When is the electorate going to decide, you know what, we're just going to start picking our own and fuck all the old bastards? When are we going to come out in numbers larger than the senior citizens?
When the goddamn baby boomers die.
Yeah, amen,
well,
my brother.
You know what, you're not far off, but by the time that happens, with Social Security and Medicare the way it is, they'll
we'll
be
living
nine,
in communist Russia.
They'll be 9,000 years old. No.
It's true. No, look, basically what's going to happen is an angry mob with torches will march on Florida.
On Florida! Yeah!
There's a reason Fark has a Florida tag.
Florida and then Arizona.
Hey, can I give you two fun Fark drug news pieces?
Because sure.
I'm always fun for that. All right, the
I'm
Dutch government to back cheap medical weed. Anybody
Dutch
on that?
Government to back Dutch, cheap medical
the
weed.
Dutch government is going to make sure that they're going to keep the pot around 10 euros for about 3 or 4 joints. Good for them.
Well, yeah.
And,
well, hold on a second.
And wait.
I mean,
and here's the next drug story. Wait. No comments allowed. The next one.
Spike,
this may solicit.
Lee joints?
No. You're going to like this one better. Colombian drug dealers turn puppies into couriers by surgically implanting them with packets of heroin. Federal authorities said Wednesday.
Puppies.
What could make dogs better?
Drugs. Packets of heroin in their bellies.
Inserted heroin.
No wonder Sony discontinued Ibo.
Ten puppies. They were rescued during a raid. Now, this was a while ago. It was a 2005 raid in Colombia. The DEA
That's
said.
That's good.
Veterinarian had stitched 3 kilos of heroin to the bellies of 6 pups. 3 later died. Go figure. Now, I'm no mathematician or a science guy, but I got to tell you.
Oh, Dr. J.
3 kilos. Why, that's 3,000 grams.
Yeah. That's a lot.
6.
That's a
wow.
lot of smack.
Pounds, I believe.
The street value of that is way more
if
than
I,
a puppy.
It weighs more
I,
than the dog, damn it. Jesus.
If I only
is this some kind of quantum entanglement problem?
If I only knew how much a kilo or
and
a
the
gram.
Drug dealers were so scrupulous before. I mean, just
no,
like it was stuffing them into virgin 10-year-old girls. But puppies.
Thanks for nothing.
Puppies.
That's right.
A pint's a pound the world around.
That's right.
All right, so I have a question. I mean, is weed like brandy or good wine where if you age it for 10 years, it you know, turns better?
No,
yeah, you
it's
might as well
like
sell
snatch.
That stuff in your basement, dude.
Oh, well. we got to stop meeting down here, man.
Yeah. What's the matter with my basement?
If you leave it out, it
there
goes dry.
There is no illegal activity going on in the basement.
Yet.
Hey, Poppy.
End transmission.
Put your pants on, Irv.
End
transmission. This is a transmission from the revolution.
Thank you, Hal. Dave, okay. Please don't talk about drugs, Dave.
Dave, can we smoke some weed now?
I
Dave,
ask about the Feast of the Ass.
The rings of Saturn are pretty.
We're way out of control here. Should we just end the
structure.
Show?
No,
watch
no.
the rest
structure.
Of the gas game?
Shh. No. We have 15 minutes left before we're as long as we were before.
Let's go to Jim J. Bullock in the center square.
Oh, my God.
All right. Can I?
Should we go to something structural in nature?
Yeah, I would agree. Keep us on track. Oh,
how about
I mean,
this week's piece
really
of flair?
Yeah, piece of flair.
I'd like to announce my piece of flair this week.
Okay.
I bought today a 19-inch LCD monitor.
Well done.
Hey-o!
If you're not rocking the LCD 19 inches or less, then you got squat. That's all I got to say.
I just have one question. Does it have spinnies?
Does it have what?
Spinners.
Spinners. Spinnies.
No, actually, what are spinners?
Spinners.
Spinners.
They
what
spin
spinners?
An N-word. They you spin know. In.
What does
those,
that mean?
Those little
oh,
things
the
on the
rims.
On the rims,
spinning
baby.
Oh,
spinners,
no.
Man.
It does not have rims.
You know, some bling.
It does not
Jesus.
Have spinners.
No.
But I will say this. I will say this. It has one dead pixel.
Can I ask a question?
Out of the box.
Oh my God.
Horrible.
Are you serious?
One dead pixel out of the box.
Can I ask a question?
I think the threshold is 3.
How many USB ports does it have?
Huh?
How many USB ports does it have in it?
How many USB ports
are you serious?
Yeah, it's a cheap one.
Well, does it have a DVI?
No, it doesn't. But I don't have a DVI card in the box, so it didn't matter.
Dude, just smash against the wall. You might as well be a, you know.
I don't need DVI. I'm not going to watch anything on it. We're just looking at a XP friggin' desktop on it, okay?
Whatever, dude. I guess.
That exactly. Dead pixel. I'll watch Charlize Theron when you're watching the DVDs.
You know, people make
don't
me
Don't be defensive,
sick.
Sweetie. It's totally adequate.
Oh. She said it's good enough for me. For
Goonies
those of you
are good enough.
That's right.
Does anybody else have a piece of flair this week?
Well, wait a minute. You didn't,
I
you
do.
Didn't,
I,
mean,
I actually do.
What is a piece of flair?
It's some computer equipment you bought.
A fun piece. Do you have to buy it?
Is
or
it dark equipment?
Well, new to you. New to you.
All right, well.
You steal something?
I'm not going to say I stole it. No, I
I bought
way late. I finally bought Doom 3, and I got to tell you, those of you who like Doom 1, you're going to love Doom 3.
Amen,
you
my
about
brother.
Doom 3?
That is the fucking rock sword.
You still play Doom 1 on your 386s.
Doom 3 is the shit.
What are the minimum requirements on Doom 3?
You'll need to have more than that 14-inch laptop you've got in front of you.
Yeah.
That's no laptop.
Yeah.
My 14-inch lap sausage.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know what? It actually it can run minimally in 800x6 and on some pretty weak. No, 800x6.
That's a wide screen, my friend.
800x6, just icons at the bottom.
How the hell could you fucking
icons
see anything?
And all the way across the bottom. No,
goddamn, this game's fucking hard.
I hate all of you. I hate you all so much. No,
we love you, man.
I know, dude. It runs an 800x600.
Dorks, rub again, dorks.
Thank
dork
you.
Language.
Yeah, it's thank you. Thank you for translating that to both listeners we have that aren't dorks.
Okay.
It runs really nicely on real low resolution, but you can jack it up with about a gig and a half and a real fat video card, which is what I put into the thing. So yeah, it's nice.
So that's all nice. Right. Piece of flair. Doom 3. That's good.
Flair's Doom 3.
I have a flair myself, but I want to geek out a little bit about Dr. J's revelation here.
Sure.
I didn't know that he was a first person shooter player.
Sure. Oh yeah. Oh,
I
sure.
mean, you know, and Doom 3 is some serious shit. But what I gotta ask you,
which you had to ask me,
what I gotta ask you, is
question
is. Has it been, scary at all for you?
Honestly, there were two times when I literally said, oh, shit, out loud.
All right.
I can't play it a lot. I don't have a lot of free time, but I played, I'm on still, the very first level, and, I'm playing, and there's the thing and the guy, and probability cloud of one from Irv. and all of a sudden, some crazy nasty thing jumps down from the ceiling. And I went, oh, shit. And my wife woke up from the couch and said, what? 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 And I said, it's a video game thing, and you wouldn't care.
I'm scared. Hold me.
All right.
Exactly. I'm scared.
All right. So
you know what? Honestly, the game there was a game about, it's got to be 12 years ago. Did you ever play Heretic 2? Anybody?
Yes.
12
yes.
years
you ever play
ago.
Heretic? Yeah. 12, maybe 12 years ago.
It was
in the
long
dark, used
time
to scare
ago.
The crap out
well,
of me.
Well,
then
when the dark
yeah,
used to scare
you. There
yeah,
you go.
That's when I needed a nightlight. No, Heretic 2. There was a couple of boards on Heretic 2 that I literally went, it scared the crap out of me. But yeah, it's good stuff.
If you like that, you've got to try System Shock 2 because that is the fucking shit.
Irv pumps his fist for basketball goodness.
We had a 4-point lead, and Sasha Pavlovich just buried a 3-pointer with less than 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter to
all
put
right.
us up by 7.
Yep. All right.
83-76. Sasha Pavlovich. That's how you have to say his name by law.
Sasha, I'd actually. Like to buy a vowel. Pavlovich.
Okay.
All right,
so anyway,
where were we?
Flare.
Where was
I got a flare.
Okay, let's hear your flare.
I got a flare.
All right, so this was announced. You guys will remember on Slashdot a while ago, they talked about the ultimate keyboard.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We talked about OLED. In
Word.
Fact, Dewey, the answer man, was all nuts about OLED.
And Irv, no. He was MC. All nuts about dissing OLED.
Well, like I said, all nuts. Anyway, they have finally
things.
Produced... The actual production unit, the Mini 3 keyboard.
Yes, the ArtLebedev.com.
Indeed. So. Dewey doesn't need to defend himself.
Here,
this product was in the imagination of Art Lebedev.
I didn't do it.
And it has actually come to market. It is a wonderful idea. Pre-orders only at this point. Available, I guess, April, or something like that. Hold on. Look, Irv needs to get
you're
on this because he's
your
hot
money
about this
to,
too.
You're sending your money to a Russian guy who says the product won't be ready till May.
With this money, I will make
And I mean in Russia.
In Russia. All right, but regardless, the concept is fantastic. They put little pictures on the keys that you would normally press as a keyboard, and this is wonderful for all kinds of different uses. Some of which are when you're using, for graphic designers, Photoshop. Also, keys change their pictures and become the tools that you're going to use while you're producing. If you're switching from one language to another, instead of the English alphabet, you're dealing with Russian Cyrillic or something of that sort. If you're playing Quake or Doom, all of a sudden the buttons look like the actual actions that you're taking, running forward.
Changing by application would be a terrible thing.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love it. I think it's hot.
I'm not going to lie to you. It sounds awesome, but mostly because I've got a wicked buzz.
Matt is the Paris Hilton of Dialador.
Oh, man.
Changing to Cyrillic and shit like that.
Does that mean
cool,
I have to show my camel toes?
I agree. Hey, what's up next?
All your toes, baby.
What's up next on our topic there?
Yeah, I've got a flare.
Russ has a flare.
Go ahead.
I ordered from Crutchfield a map of my car's electronic system so I can plug my damn iPod and stereo system and a satellite.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good.
I was asking Russ what that is.
My car, man.
Crutchfield.
In what way are you going to hack your car?
I used to get that when I was like 16,
and it was like they had these speakers that were called colossal speakers, and they had like five different cones on them, and they were like 500 watts, and you could guarantee to blow the clothes off of some chick if you got her to stand in front of them.
I got colonic speakers for a different reason.
I put my Boris Vallejo posters right next to it. It was awesome.
So wait, let me. You ordered from Crutchfield the
what? $5, I got a map of my car. You can't buy like a repair manual for a brand new car, I guess.
Right.
My car doesn't have a repair manual.
You can get the.
You need a Google map now?
Oh my God.
What?
All right. Go ahead.
Dead air. Dory kills dun, dun, all. Dun, dun, go ahead.
I shouldn't hear it.
She said you can't get a Google map of your car.
What the hell just happened over there?
Wait a minute. We talked about those Google maps of the Seattle game and the Ignatius game.
Yeah.
Wait. I want to hear the rest of Russ's by the Crutchfield thing. All right.
So they're gonna send me a map. The same thing they would send you if you bought a Crutchfield product.
Okay.
Have you plugged their stuff into your stuff? Because Crutchfield is Crutchfield.com. If anyone hasn't been there, if you have a car audio or anything, they do really great stuff.
Yep.
And they make it really easy to plug their stuff.
Too late. It's too late. The timing's all gone.
Gay,
you're gay.
Dewey from the corner. He's gay.
I like it better when Dewey is mic'd. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to go out in spring this week, folks. Actually, I'll be out for 2 weeks, and Dewey will have my mic. And then when I come back, I'll have a new mic for Dewey or myself.
Dewey, do you have any? Did you get any flair this week?
Any flair?
Yeah, what do you got, bitch?
This week, I came away with nothing. I'm sorry. Oh, wait. That's false. That's false. I got the
if and or equals not.
Wait, returned is that the corollary false. Or my converse?
If and or returned equals false.
I got the five-piece electronic testing set from American Science and Surplus.
You got it.
You got it.
I just got excited.
You got a testy set. Good for you.
Check it out on anchorbot.blogspot.com. All right.
You got a $3 multimeter.
One more time. Plug it.
Wait. That reminds me. I'll let him plug it in a second because it's time for Dewey's thinky thing of the week.
Oh boy, you caught me off guard.
You can talk about your testy set.
What?
You can talk about your set of testies.
I got a set of testies.
I got mine online.
I have an online set of testies.
Talk about your testy set.
Sometimes.
You can talk about anything you want. Guys, everyone, this is structure right, now.
Sacred,
this is structure.
Sacred.
Dewey's thinking. Hold on. Shut the
done.
Fuck up. Dewey's thinky thing
Turn
of.
Turn your mic off. There's no mics anymore.
What are you talking about? There's no mics anymore.
Just Dewey.
No, that's ridiculous. We have to ridicule him. Oh, okay.
Thanks,
the thing is about Dewey's thinky thing of the week. Thinkythings.org?
Thinkythings.org.
Thinkythings.org is Dewey's blog. He's been doing it for how long? Two, 3 years?
2.5 years.
Two and a half years now. Okay. It's the Dewey's Minimalist weblog. And we want to hear Dewey's thinky thing of the week. Totally unprepared, off the cuff. Go, Dewey.
Yeah. So what I wrote in the weblog the other day was if you go to thesuperficial.com/archives/2006/01/30/2006 janet_reno_sings_respect.html. It's Janet Reno singing Respect by Aretha Franklin. And I don't know if we can do it justice without
Can I just say something real quick? Can I props the Superficial? I loves me some Superficial, and I'm so happy you found Janet Reno doing anything on the Superficial. Go ahead, go play it.
I'm trying. We have a slow wireless here.
That's got to be killing the. That's got to be crushing the fucking
IceCast. It's dragging the bandwidth down and killing the IceCast. I'm for sure. And Russ,
stop
Russ
it.
Is looking at
stop
porn.
It.
Everybody's chop, 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 choppy. All right.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Bad.
That's awful, dude. No, you have no idea. No.
Check the blog for the link,
Dewey,
folks.
Dewey, link
check
it up.
The blog for
news.
The link.
It's bad news.
Yes, sir.
Oh, dude, I'm definitely going.
What's going on here?
Oh, James has to tinkle.
I have to tinkle like no man.
All right, look, let's just end the goddamn show.
Oh,
we have anything?
No, don't end it.
Not yet?
You know what?
All right, we're not.
I can do five more.
Jesus, stop fucking yelling. We're not. Okay, we won't end the fucking show.
Hey, pot, you're black, said the kettle.
The wall said to the other wall, I'll meet you at the corner.
Stop yelling, asshole. Oh. Right.
The rug said to the floor, I've got you covered.
You know what? Get a man's bladder.
There's
fucking hold it.
I'm going to.
Wow.
I
think he's saying get a man's urethra.
Here's what's funny. I'm going to urinate on Matt.
Oh. I'd
micturate.
Watch it.
It's micturate.
I volunteer to film it.
It's funny until it's up on collegehumor.com.
I volunteer to film it.
All right, so what
this
do we have?
Dorks gone wild.
We could still do a fatwa.
I can hold this. Oh, you know what? I got one more fatwa.
Okay.
And I don't care what you bastards say. Check out www.leehottie.com for some ridiculous Guido shit. And there's another thing. If you're really bored, I don't care how friggin' many things you have to do. You're eventually gonna get bored stiff with the stupid websites you go to. Go to www.njguido.com or www.clubitup.com.
Guidos are hot.
For pictures of people who beat you up in high school and now are shallow and useless. It's fantastic, folks.
It is true New Jersey culture.
It is. You have no idea. It's a little New York. It's mostly New Jersey.
I'd like to issue a fatwa.
My
fatwa is that I would like to say that the Coneheads movie is totally underrated. And I suggest you go rent it.
Mebs.
And watch
Mebs.
It.
Mebs.
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 Mebs. Unacceptable.
That is unacceptable.
However, you will find the movie acceptable.
No. The movie
mass
is,
quantities.
The movie is the gay, and Irv is
no,
the big
no,
yes.
You
no, no,
can't,
no, no.
You can't shit on my fatwa.
I would like to commend.
I would shit on your fatwa, but they won't let me pee.
Hold it.
So.
Yoko, yes, please, go ahead.
I would like to commend MC Irv for bringing the word fatwa to new heights by bringing up the Coneheads movie and how we have all been neglecting it.
Thank you very much for
actually,
recognizing
you know what? I believe
my
you're
efforts.
Degrading a thousands-year-old Islamic custom. By bringing it up, but you know, one way or the other, it's all.
Didn't
good.
Cat
I would
Stevens
think,
do it first?
I would like
no,
to thank
yeah,
Irv for bringing various and in sundry obscure Yiddish terms to dorkdom as a whole.
What? That just went. That bounced off
hole,
the front of my head.
Wiggity wiggity. It's a fabulous word.
Shiksa, Tulkus.
Imagine.
I don't even know the rest of
imagine,
them.
Imagine you had 10 minutes left in a Mishkegi, radio show. What would Mishugana. You say? Imagine you had 10 minutes
Shamil
left in a radio
Shemazel.
Show. What would you say?
Us Incorporated.
All right. That's right, Laverne.
All right.
We have.
Let me get back to the such and suches.
By the way, yes, true or false, just on a serious tip.
Okay.
True or false, Google's willingness. To,
no, the fucking video download.
Yeah.
No, I think it's done. I think now that it's playing, I think it's done. Down.
All right, good enough.
Is Google's?
It's still a buffering.
He's streaming.
Shit. Is Google's willingness to go along with the Chinese firewall thing
evil?
Evil or not?
Evil.
No. Evil. SOP
evil.
For people dealing with China.
Evil.
Anybody who's willing to get in league with the devil. I'm not saying it's not evil. I'm saying it's no. It okay. You. I'm not saying it's good. What I'm saying is to say
right,
that it's
relativist.
Evil. Now wait. To save
Jesus,
that's second time on the not spillage of the empty glass of wine.
It may be operating procedure to deal with China, but the company has sacrificed its principles, which were well publicized and well thought of, in order to just do business there.
You don't know if the principles included not running over students with tanks. You don't know that.
Their principles said, do no evil.
We talked about this
as in, George Burns, you know, God Part 2, do no evil.
We talked about this 2 weeks ago, and what we said 2 weeks ago was that
Microsoft was evil.
It was not. They're not the first company to do it, and it was first done by Fox News when they censored BBC's broadcast, and all of a sudden all these satellites went up on all these little places all over China, and they're not the first company to do it. All they're doing is they're going along with what they have to do to get along to do business in China.
If
that makes them evil, that's fine. I'm not saying they're not. I'm not defending them. All I'm saying is that's what it takes
to do business in China. And Kathy Lee had to have kids make her T-shirts.
Listen.
But I'll tell you what. Segregate one portion of the world's population.
Sneakers better than 9-year-olds, but...
Very nimble fingers.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing. I am not disagreeing with you.
What the fuck are you saying?
I'm disagreeing with the fact that you say that they're evil. I'm saying that nobody should do business with them ever. And the fact that we allow people to do business with them and follow along with their guidelines,
but if you don't
it's
send
just
McDonald's,
shady
you'll never get democracy.
Amen. Give her a microphone.
If you don't send McDonald's, you'll never get democracy.
Oh, please. When McDonald's is all about supporting what they have going on, how
capitalism.
Are you going to get anything?
I mean democracy. Capitalism.
Just exactly. You know what? How's democracy working over there in other places?
You know what? Democracy isn't working here.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't want to say that out loud.
How come I can't buy a beer in a McDonald's in America, buy a beer in McDonald's in Europe?
You have to be in Europe to buy it.
That's democracy.
It costs $84.50 to buy it. It costs 19,000 euros. I don't even know. That's not true. I've never been to Europe.
Actually, it's very reasonably
priced. I would never go because I am the ugly American.
But still, they're propagating.
I don't know from a certain
segregation
angle.
Of 1/5 of the world's population
cute.
By restricting the information that Chinese populace can get to.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
That's horrible.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
It's nasty on a bigger scale than slavery was.
Wow. That's fucked up.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
That's a little bit wrong.
You know what, the slaves at least
I,
had you know,
all right, well, I might be being a little bit alarmist, it sucks.
Damn hell ass. Oh, my God. Why won't they release source code? No. It's like slavery. No. I agree with you. What I'm saying is you can't do it. You can't do it.
Get a DSL line.
You can't do it. And what I would suggest they all do is get a cable modem. They should all get a cable modem, and then they can...
No doubt. You know, what happens when Skinamax gets to China?
I don't know. All I know is it's... on this broadcast, it's me and you.
Russ, what were you guys looking at over there? What was the video you downloaded?
It was Google Video.
Well, originally I was looking at Google Video. If you go to anchorbutt.blogspot.com, you'll see... what was the title of Eric's post? It was about... Heed the Call was the title of the post.
Heed the Call.
And it's actually some German death metal band doing a video. It's they're like their camcorder in the forest and some face makeup. I think if you go on Google Video and look up Call of Wintergreen, you'll find the same thing. It's really terrible.
Wait, what? Have you guys seen the? Did we talk about the Your Band Sucks? Have we talked about that? No. Your band. Next time. Okay. Next time. We've got a killer Yoko's website of the week, a YWOW. We're going to have Tales from the Dork. I don't know. We
dork
better not
side.
Promise
Tales
that.
Yeah, we can promise.
All right, Tales from the Dork Side. We'll issue some more fatwas, and we'll tell you about next week's pieces of flair. We'll get physical with Dr. J about
something, I'm sure.
Oh, I want to know about
how they
undid dark matter.
You can talk to me about that in about 3 weeks because I'll be out for the next 2 weeks.
Dr. J will be out for the next 2 weeks teaching his wife how to breathe.
I have to learn how to breastfeed.
Oh.
Which is ironical.
Yes.
Okay. I have to learn how to breastfeed.
Tell us how it tastes.
Are you growing man boobies?
And we'll also have a thinky thing of the week from Master Dewey.
I will email him.
Wrap up the show. Dory's given us the throat slash, which has been outlawed in the NFL, but it's legal here.
Oh, my God.
I definitely
got flashed by Dory.
Wait a minute. What should we say to Dory to get her to do that again?
I have no idea.
Dory just did something totally dumb.
You are worthless.
Dory's telling us to end the show. Why are you doing that, Dory?
Dory, the throat slash is an inappropriate symbol of
show-endness. All right, Dory just grabbed her crotch. She just grabbed her crotch like Madonna in the Express Yourself video.
We need to do a video podcast whenever Dory's on
the show. I don't really think we do. All right, everybody, thank you very much for listening. We love you. By the way, we want to thank our sponsor tonight, www.zubel.com, John T. Zubel Books, the largest online bookseller of antiquated and scholarly books. If you need it,
Cavs win.
They beat New Jersey.
And we'd like to thank Yellowtail Wines.
You can't find it anywhere else.
No. At Grey Goose Vodka.
Sage.
Look at Zubel.com.
Restaurant on the corner of West 11th and Kenilworth.
Give the props again because do they give us money?
No.
Well then, fuck.
All right, that's the end of the show. Thanks
and
for listening.
Guinness beer.
Get all those pimps together. It was live.